Hi, this is Sebastian Vettel.
This is David Coulthard.
This is Mark Webber, and you're listening to the Red Bull Racing Podcast.
Faces for Charity. Race with us at this year's British Grand Prix.
Put your face
on our cars
to help Wings for Life
find a cure for spinal cord injuries.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Red Bull Racing Podcast. This year's Grand Prix at Silverstone will be a special one for the team, as well as being our factory's home race. This year, both Sebastian and Mark's cars will be covered with pictures uploaded by fans, and it's all in aid of Wings for Life. Everyone who donates can put themselves or their loved one, baby, pets or brother on the special liveried RB8s and help the charity which is striving to find a cure for spinal cord injury. All you need to do to become our wingman or woman at Silverstone is to go to facesforcharity.com, upload a photo, donate 15 euros, and you're ready to race. Red Bull Racing will match every donation made, and 100% of all donations will go directly to Wings for Life's spinal cord injury research projects around the world. And as if appearing on the RB8s and contributing to a great cause isn't reason enough to get involved, everyone who donates will be entered into a draw to win weekend tickets to the British Grand Prix and come and visit the Silverstone paddock and the Red Bull Racing garages. There are full details at facesforcharity.com. It's as easy as upload, donate, race. To find out more, Katie spoke to Christian Horner at the factory.
Christian, we're in your office at the factory at Milton Keynes, and we'd just like to catch up with you to find out a little bit more about how the team's been getting involved with the Faces for Charity campaign. So have you already uploaded your photo?
Some photos have already been uploaded. There's not one of me, but there's one of some of my animals that are going on there, and it's great to see so many people in the factory and team also uploading members of their family, pets, relatives. You know, some might say this, you know, the two were the same, that are all being uploaded to go on the cars of Mark and Seb for the British Grand Prix.
And do you know if Adrian's uploaded anyone yet?
I think he's collecting photographs at the moment, so I think he's going to go on later this week, if not early next week.
And why has the team decided to get involved with this initiative?
Well, it's a fantastic initiative. It's an initiative that Dietrich Mateschitz has been firmly behind since the creation of the Wings for Life charity, and through our Faces for Charity initiative, you know, we're hoping to generate over €1 million for the foundation that is focused on spinal cord research to ultimately find a cure for paralysis, a shocking injury that affects so many people. And great work is being done. The funding is all being used tremendously well, and hopefully one day through this campaign we will get people to walk and stand again that have had horrendous injuries.
Well, let's hope so. So everyone needs to get uploading. And what's been involved from the team side of things? Because obviously to create a whole new livery for the car for one race, that must involve an awful lot of work.
It's a huge amount of work because the livery is complex. Integrating all these 25,000 spaces onto both cars and the spare parts and the different development bodywork that we have. So after the European Grand Prix, the cars will need to be completely stripped. They'll need to be prepared in the livery, which is important, why we have all the faces that we know by certainly the end of the Canadian Grand Prix. And then they'll be applied to the cars. They'll compete, obviously, during the British Grand Prix weekend. And then following the weekend, they've all got to come off to be turned around in time for the following Grand Prix. So it's going to be very labour intensive. The graphics guys have done a great job so that wherever you appear on the car, your picture is going to be visible. So yeah, it's going to be a busy period.
Wow, so it's a lot more work for them. But it also sounds like, so if I uploaded a picture, that picture would go on Mark's car, it would go on Seb's car. And if it's on the engine cover, you might potentially be on six different car parts then. So, or however many engine covers you have.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you could be on a whole variance of different components. So Silverstone is a track that we tend to take an upgrade to. So for sure, your face or your picture may appear on not just the cars, but several iterations of bodywork that we're taking there.
And then talking about team initiatives for Wings for Life, this is the second initiative we've done this year because we also did a half marathon, or some members of the team did, which included yourself. And how did you get on with that?
Well, the half marathon was also at Silverstone, and Adrian and I competed in the Red Bull Racing team. We managed to raise just under £40,000, which was great. It was probably the slowest lap that Adrian has ever completed around Silverstone, but it was a great day out. We had Bernie Eccleston turn up. His partner ran in the event. You know, it was tremendously well supported, and you know, it was great to get out there. I'd never run a half marathon. I'd never run more than 2 miles in my life before, so to get out there and run you know, 13 and a half miles or so was a bit of a challenge, but it was good fun and just shows you the power of willpower at the end of the day, and also the crowd as well that were you know, helping to keep everybody going.
Okay, well, hopefully the guys that put their face on the car will be completing a few more laps at this year's British Grand Prix.
Hopefully. I mean, it's going to be a great event. It's our, you know, home and local race. It's going to be huge, the British Grand Prix, this year. They've increased the amount of spectators allowed into the track to see the race. It's always a highlight on the calendar because it is our local race. It is just up the road, and it's the one race that family and you know, members of the team get to see the cars, their cars in action. We've been fortunate to win the British Grand Prix twice. You know, we'd love to make it a hat-trick, and to win, you know, running in the Wings for Life livery would be something really special and unique.
Hi, my name's Jonathan Wheatley. I'm team manager with Red Bull Racing, and I'm going to be putting a picture of my children on the car at Silverstone.
So is that three different spots for the three children?
Three different spots for the three children.
Hello, I'm Martin Brundle for Faces for Charity. I'm going to put a picture of the Queen on the Red Bull because I respect her a lot.
Both our drivers are committed Wings for Life ambassadors and are looking forward to having you on board as they take to the track. Here they are reminding you how you can get involved with this great cause.
Hello everyone, don't forget, I want to have your face on my car for the race in Silverstone. All you have to do is upload your photo, donate, and then you'll race with us. So all this is to help Wings for Life Foundation and basically find a cure for spinal cord injuries. To find out more, visit facesforcharity.com.
Hi everyone, let's cut to the chase. It's very important that you get involved in this awesome initiative that Red Bull Racing are doing at the British Grand Prix. You have again an opportunity to put your photo on the car. So upload, donate, and then you can race with us at the British Grand Prix. It's for a great cause, which is Wings for Life, which helps people recover and get research on spinal cord injuries. So you can put your dog on there, your horse, your mum, your next door neighbour, whoever you want, have a bit of a laugh with it, and go to facesforcharity.com.
Hello, I'm Richard Tomlinson. I put fuel in Sebastian's car. I'm going to put a picture of me on the car.
So you're going to get to go around Silverstone?
Yes, something I've always wanted to do.
My name's Kyron. I'm Mark's race engineer. And for Faces for Charity, I'm going to put a picture of Stephen Redgrave on our car. I just admire him a lot as a sportsman. He's been very successful over a very long period of time.
The Faces for Charity project will help keep five spinal injury research projects functioning for an entire year. David Granger caught up with Wings for Life Managing Director Anita Gerharter to find out how it all started.
So Anita, I wonder if you could tell us to start with, what was the inspiration for the Faces for Charity initiative?
Well, as you know, this has been done before in 2007. It was a wonderful idea, but it didn't have that much impact as we were hoping for. And since the team's performance improved so much, I mean dramatically, we are hoping to get so much more attention. And what's new this year is that Red Bull Racing is going to match all the donations which are coming in. So I'm hoping that lots of people are uploading their picture, and it costs a minimum of €15. But people can donate more if they want so. So if they want to make Red Bull Racing spend a lot of money on Wings for Life, I would hope for everyone to spend a little bit more than the €15 we're asking for.
And have you had any strange pictures? Anyone sent pictures that you shouldn't really put on the car?
So far, we only had to neglect two pictures, but there are quite a few funny ones. And we have to approve every single picture, so to make sure that no pornography or other strange stuff ends up on the car. And my team assistant is doing the job, and she puts together every day the favorites of the day, and we're having some very good laughs at the end of the day. It's amazing.
Perhaps we should put some of those on the Facebook and we'll have a look at them.
One guy sent us a picture with naked upper body wearing angel wings and a very special look on his face. So he was the favorite of the day last Friday.
And tell us a bit about where the money's going to. Is it earmarked for specific projects or is it for the General Wings for Life Fund?
It is for the General Wings for Life Fund. And as you probably know, we are funding research projects around the globe. And the scientists, they send in their applications for funding, and we have a scientific advisory board, we have reviewers, and we pick out the most promising projects, and these receive fundings from Wings for Life. So the money will go to projects which will be performed in Cambridge University, at the Harvard Medical School, at the Charité in Berlin, at the Karolinska Institute in Sweden, so at very renowned institutions around the globe.
So from that race in Silverstone, hopefully lots of money be raised and used all around the globe for spinal cord injury research. Are you looking forward to Silverstone itself?
Oh, absolutely. The cars are going to look wonderful, and it's not only the donations we are receiving from these initiatives, it's also the media coverage, because every journalist needs to explain why the cars look the way they look. So this is going to put us on the map in many, many countries.
Hi, my name is Dominic Santoro. I'm a garage technician for Red Bull Racing. For Silverstone, Wings for Life, Faces for Charity. I'm going to put a picture of my girlfriend's nan on the car. She passed away 2 days ago, so that's in memory of her.
And what's her name?
Marge.
Nanny Marge.
Nanny Marge.
Hi, my name's Will Courtney. I'm the strategist at Red Bull Racing. For Faces for Charity, I'm going to put a picture of myself on the car, because I can.
Hi, I'm Christian Horner. The face I'm going to upload is Hugo, my Airedale dog.
David Coulthard is an ambassador for Wings for Life. His last Formula One race at the 2008 Brazilian Grand Prix was in a special Wings for Life liveried car. David Granger spoke to him to find out what it all means to him.
David, you're an ambassador for Wings for Life. Have you put your picture on Sebastian Mark's car yet for Faces for Charity?
What I'm going to do, I haven't done it yet, but what we're going to do is put the BBC team on the side of the car, and then we're going to come and find our faces during the British Grand Prix. So Eddie, Jake and I are going to have our faces on there and then have fun trying to find it.
You're an ambassador, obviously. How important is this from a personal point of view? Why do you support the charity, and how important is the initiative?
Well, having started my career at Williams, where Frank Williams, after his accident, has been confined to a wheelchair, then you learn during that period, I was there for 4 years, just of the difficulties and challenges that people in that situation have. And the more you research into it, the more you realise it's not sports people or, you know, extreme sports and things like that are the majority of the people that get these injuries. It's everyday people slipping in the bath, falling down the stairs and things like that, and it has a massive effect on their lives and of course those around them. It's not a foundation, or it's not a research program which is receiving any funding from governments, and therefore it's down to private individuals, and Wings for Life is one of a number of foundations which work towards raising funds and coordinating the research into finding a cure. And I believe, everything I've spoken to with the medical experts, that it will be possible to find a cure in my lifetime, and it will change the lives of hundreds of thousands of people.
Hi, I'm Anthony Moore, gearbox technician for Red Bull Racing, and I'm going to put my hot girlfriend Charlene on the car for Faces of Charity at Silverstone.
Hi, I'm Andy Damer, I'm driver development manager for Red Bull Racing, and for this year, for Faces of Charity, I am going to put a picture of my time trial bike on the car.
Your what bike?
My time trial bike.
Oh, your time trial bike.
Yeah.
Because you love it.
Because I'm training for Ironman.
Oh, very good.
Head of R&D projects for Red Bull, Rob Gray, has supported Wings for Life in the past by running a half marathon. Katie spoke to him to find out more.
Okay, I'm here in the Red Bull Racing Factory with Rob Gray, who's head of R&D projects. Rob, you've been involved already with another Wings for Life project this year, haven't you?
Yes, that's right, Katie, I have. I ran the Silverstone Half Marathon for Wings for Life just before the first race of the season.
Wow, and how did that come about?
Well, it was organised by Terry here in the factory, Terry Bryce. He got together a group of people to do it. We all got sponsorship both from private people and various other suppliers. And, just trained for it and then went and did it.
And what was your time?
at 149.53, something like that, I think.
Wow, so you're a bit of a pro then?
Not really, but somebody had promised me more money if I went under 150, so I had a bit of motivation to run a bit faster at the end.
And who else were you running with from the factory?
Christian, Adrian, Tanya, Dom, lots of people. There's about 15 people in total.
Okay, and did you beat Adrian and Christian?
Yes.
Did they mind?
No, Christian was more intent in pointing out that I'd been beaten by a girl.
And then just going back to this Wings for Life project, Faces with Charity, have you uploaded a photo for that yet?
I have, yes.
And what have you done?
I've uploaded a photo of my daughter Maisie.
Oh.
She's just had dinner and's got spaghetti bolognese all around her face, so it's something for her to thank me for in later life.
Okay, so if other people are wanting to upload their picture and travel around Silverstone with Maisie, what do they need to do?
They just go to facesforcharity.com and sign.
Well, that's it for this special edition of the podcast. Remember, you can get your face or the face of a loved one on the RB8 at Silverstone. Go to facesforcharity.com, upload a photo, donate €15, and you're ready to race. Red Bull Racing will match every donation made, and 100% of all donations will go directly to Wings for Life's spinal cord injury research projects around the world. We'll be back from the next race in Monaco next weekend. Until then, take care.